This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House is reporting they are in negotiations with the Taliban in Afghanistan. Former Trump negotiator Adam Bowler on Fox News Monday morning.
The Taliban want us out of Afghanistan and leave them alone mostly. But you see here, they still need us. They want $3.5 billion that in humanitarian aid. And so part of the deal here is they can't just wipe their hands clean because you've got Al-Qaeda that's sitting there. You have ISIS-K. And so we need to work together to get rid of those folks. And if they don't want to work together, then they're not going to get their money.
Explosions on Monday shook multiple cities across Ukraine, including missile strikes on the capital of Kyiv for the first time in months. The attack was focused on residential and energy infrastructure, killing many Ukrainians. This came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin called a Saturday explosion on the huge bridge connecting Russia to Crimea a terrorist attack, masterminded by the Ukrainian Special Services. The bridge was used to supply Russian forces invading Ukraine. A Texas teenager is literally fighting for his life, according to his attorney, after being shot by a San Antonio police officer identified as James Brennan. The 17-year-old was shot while inside his car at a McDonald's parking lot. Reports indicate the officer misidentified the car as one wanted from a previous crime. The officer has since been fired. Another interest rate increase is in the sights of the inflation-fighting Federal Reserve. Investors, after the September payrolls report, were pricing in a more hawkish outlook for the Fed's likely rate increase in November. The CME FedWatch tool showed an 82.3% probability of a 75 basis point increase. Monday Night Football tonight has the Las Vegas Raiders in Kansas City to play the Chiefs at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. Thank you very much for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says the recent volley of missiles that were tactical nuclear represented an obvious warning to the United States and South Korea. The statement was released on the 77th anniversary of the foundation of Pyongyang's ruling Workers' Party. A prisoner swap is front and center between the United States and Russia.
A former U.S. diplomat is cautiously optimistic about the release of two American hostages in Russia.
I think it's going to be a two-for-two.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson said the swap will be for WNBA star Brittany Griner and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The United Nations Security Council is considering the immediate activation of foreign troops to help free Haiti from the grips of gangs that have caused a scarcity of fuel, water, and other basic supplies. According to a letter UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres submitted to the Council on Sunday, such a force would remove the threat posed by armed gangs. Today is Columbus Day, and yes, it is a federal holiday. Also, some Americans celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day to honor Native Americans. We're less than a month away from the midterm elections. Be sure you're registered to vote. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, that's our commitment to you. We're doing everything we can to save this country. We need your help, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a Democrat thing. It's not a Republican thing. It is an American thing. It's and the balance is this great American idea. Hey, thanks for joining us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, John Fleetwood is going to be with us in just a moment. He is the editor-in-chief of American Faith, and we always appreciate him. I say editor-in-chief. I give him a promotion. He's the managing editor. I guess it all works out to be the same, right? I mean, it's just more money for the Fleetwood family, and deservedly so.
I'll take it, Bill.
Hey, John. Hey, good to be talking to you. Happy Monday on this holiday that is just kind of coming, and people aren't sure the holiday's happening because, you know, Columbus Day, I guess, in some parts of the country is not really a real day. Others do their own, you know, deviation of a holiday or whatever. But I think the banks are closed. A lot of places are closed, and people are surprised and probably even surprised just getting on the freeway and going, wait a minute, there's less traffic going on. You know, did they raise the price of gas again on us or what?
I haven't been out of the house yet, so I'm not sure. Are the mm-hmm. rooms pretty empty out there?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, but you know, of course, that's where I'm here in Florida. But maybe in your part of the country, there in Tennessee, you know, hey, it's all, you know, it's probably just business as usual. But you know, it's just like this is one of these unusual holidays. You know, it's just kind of weird. You know, we're not hearing a whole lot about it. I guess maybe everybody's hot dogged out and barbecued out or something because you know we just have so many back to back backyard barbecues that somehow Columbus Day comes and goes, and you know, much to the chagrin, I think, of some of these establishments that really count on, you know, Columbus Day, because hey, that's the time to, you know, celebrate and have some fun, you know, night clubbing, I guess, or day clubbing, as it may be.
Right. I mean, Columbus Day, so that's national holiday celebrating what? Arrival and, I guess, colonization of the Americas by Christopher Columbus. I guess is there some controversy around Columbus Day? Maybe that's why so many people are, you know, kind of into alternative facts and whatnot these days.
Well, there's been a movement, John, for a while here that Columbus Day be replaced with some other, you know, Indigenous People's Day and that sort of thing. It's just
cultural culture.
Yeah, it stepped in. So what's happened along the way is people are, you know, hey, they'll take the day off, and you know, the banks are off. You know, I'm not even sure if businesses are making a paid holiday for their employees or not. But it's just kind of weird. You just have this kind of suspended animation over, you know, Columbus Day, which I just think is kind of bizarre, you know, and this is the result exactly of cancel culture that's kind of nullified the significance of America's history.
Well, that's what's going on is there's a push for, you know, we kind of know it as woke, but what it is really cultural Marxism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It came out of the Frankfurt School. Guys like Adorno and Fromm and Horkheimer, these avowed Marxists, who came from Germany to escape Hitler's Germany. They came and they tried to install Marxism here, but you couldn't do it in economic terms. So they had to convert it out of economic terms into cultural terms instead of having it's the rich versus the poor, you know, the bourgeois versus the proletariat. They switched it into, the West versus anything non-West. So that's how you get this whole thing on the left about racism, homophobia, xenophobia. What that is an attack on everything that has to do with Western culture. Pretty much you take a founding father of America and you boil him down to all of his traits, like he's a male, he's white, he's heterosexual, he's Christian, and then you demonize all of those qualities. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. So it wouldn't surprise me if people were trying to cancel, you know, a Western holiday like Columbus Day.
Well, don't you love what Ye is doing? You know, Kanye West now?
Yeah.
You know, he's just splitting the heads of these wokists. I mean, they don't know what to do, especially these BLM aficionados. I mean, you know, and it's even interesting. You know, I'm watching, you know, I'm glad football's back a little bit. I'm watching it again, enjoying parts of it. But what I don't enjoy is when I see the back of a helmet of Black Lives Matter. It's like, wait a minute. You know, I thought we were beyond that ignorance. But I guess not. And so, you know, maybe Kanye will be given a little plaque in the back of maybe Tom Brady or maybe somebody else's helmet say White Lives Matter. I don't know, you know, but
Could you imagine? I mean, that was the thing that ticked off the left so much was they, you know, they're seeing pictures of Candace Owens and Kanye West standing mm-hmm. together against this fashion show that Kanye West
right.
was putting on. And they're wearing mm-hmm. these shirts that say White Lives Matter.
Yes.
You know,
I love it.
Talking to he was just kind of making a joke about it. Like, this is kind of funny. You've got this cultural moment where BLM, it turns out Patrice Kahn Colors, the ex-head, Marxist mm-hmm. co-founder, avowed Marxist co-founder of BLM, you know, she was found to, you know, she made the whole organization was a hoax to pull
right.
money. She bought all these properties that were, by the way,
But that's what Marxists do. You know, they just take care of themselves. I mean, everybody else, forget it. You know, it's like, wait a minute. You know, the perfect case in point. Here's the founder of a Marxist organization, BLM, and they do what they naturally do. And it's just like it's like set aside. It's like, well, but I'm still a Marxist. Okay. Well, at least be a smart Marxist. At least know that your money is going to go to take care of, you know, a special few elites of the Marxist leadership. Because that's what they do. All at the expense of everybody else. Go ahead.
This is crazy. I don't know if you saw. I didn't see this till this morning. That I guess TikTok has banned.
Yes.
The phrase "White Lives Matter." Isn't that astounding? I mean, you had this whole summer of love where, you know, BLM people who were, you know, an Antifa types were, you know, doing all these protests and doing all this damage and, mm-hmm. and riots and whatnot during the so-called summer of love. But and big tech was okay with plastering BLM all over everything. All of the woke corporations were you know, they're putting up the slogan BLM or like a black dot or whatever. And so it permeated culture. It permeated mainstream media. It permeated all corporations. And now you have somebody who comes and just says the other phrase, because who doesn't agree that Black Lives Matter? But that's not what the corporation is turning, the organization turned it into something horrible. But the phrase Black Lives Matter, of course they do, because we're all created in the image of God. But as soon as somebody comes along and says White Lives Matter, oh, well, that's banned. We can't have that.
Well,
go ahead.
No. Like you say, I mean, Black Lives Matter brought you billions of dollars of destruction, lost jobs, communities that were devastated, and White Lives Matter hurts the feelings of, you know, these snowflakes on the left. Oh, give me a break. I mean, I don't see, you know, I don't see any billions of dollars of destruction, you know, in the wake of White Lives Matter.
Yeah, it's hilarious what Kanye's doing. He really is a genius in these respects.
Yeah. Well, look at it's what, you know, God rises up people sometimes that you least expect at the most important and critical of times. And I believe Ye is one of those voices that God is raising up, and we're grateful for him. Good job, Kanye.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry is so excited to introduce our Race to Share the Gospel. This virtual event challenges you to run, walk, or bike 13 miles between October 8th and 23rd to raise awareness of the incredible spiritual needs in Afghanistan. You'll follow a virtual route through the streets of Kabul, passing designated milestones where you can pray for those who haven't yet heard the good news of Christ. In a region of the world full of turmoil, and a country where 99% of the population is not Christian, believers in Christ can stand on the hope and promises of God, confident that He has a plan and a purpose for everything, including our race to share the gospel. To find out more about our efforts to symbolically flood the streets of Kabul with believers praying for people in Afghanistan, visit thetide.org/race. That's thetide.org/race.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Don't you love it when people are just above this cancel culture and, you know, just kind of make fun of it and just by being who they are? And there's certain people, I think like Kid Rock said, you know, he doesn't care. So go ahead and cancel him. It doesn't matter to him. Yay, you know, Kanye, when we say yay now, because I believe that he is officially, my understanding was that he officially and legally changed his name to Ye, which is Y-E, And so kind of messes up people, but, you know, but it makes sense because, you know, as opposed to Kanye, it's Ye. And so that's, you know, the artist formerly known as Kanye, now is Ye. But, you know, but I love this because it rattles, you know, the status quo. And, you know, for a time such as this, you know, Ye is our guy. He's doing, John, what you and I can do at a small level. He just, this guy just has international impact, like it or not.
It's true. And, I mean, who disagrees with that phrase?
Yeah.
Like, who disagrees with the phrase, white lives matter? And
right.
why is it that this big tech giant like Twitter, who, by the way, they've got something like 400 million users, I think it's just under 400 million users. Think about that. That's more than the population of the U.S.
Yeah, are they real users, or are these just bots and made-up names or something? Did they ever figure that out?
Let's say it's just a quarter of that,
mm-hmm.
and it's 100 million still. I mean, that's 100 million people who are being told, you're not allowed to say that white lives matter. That's just,
right.
it's bizarre to me. I'm still wrapping mm-hmm. my head around this. Like, what? Why could we go year? Why can we say Black Lives Matter on Twitter, but we can't say White Lives Matter?
Well, and the thing that's amazing to me, John, is that, see, I grew up in the broadcast industry, where at one time radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, they were all limited as to how much of the market they can control. I think it got to in the end there that you could only own like 8 stations, radio stations in a market, any one market. Now, you know, through deregulation, it's opened up. See, that's why you only have about 5 or 6 major players and owners of stations, because now they control everything. But unfortunately, what happens is that instead of having each individual market have its own personality, they've just kind of homogenized everything. So it's one size fits all. So that's why you hear in some stations the same personality, whether, you know, it's in New York, Chicago, or L.A., it's, you know, the same voices, but it's really a squash down and a limiting of the available talent that that is available. So that's, you know, that's a shame and unfortunate, because I think it limits the creativity of what is potentially there. Now, it's being expressed today through, you know, podcast formats, shows like ours, that are able to be, you know, outside of what you would call, you know, the mainstream controlled media agencies. But all that to say is that they were limited on purpose so that they could not have this kind of control over speech or over, you know, over the narrative. But along the way here, you know, Congress allowed for this animal, this blob, so to speak, you know, to come into the marketplace and consume everything. And now they can't put the genie back in the bottle, John. I mean, it's just, and it's out of control that they have this kind, you know, this kind of influence. And and they, you know, whether it's Hunter Biden's laptop or, you know, Joe Biden's mental condition or whatever, what's happening right now in Ukraine, this is all being funneled by a small group of people that think they know best.
Well, and it connects beautifully with what we were talking about just before this with Columbus Day and mm-hmm. people wanting to get rid of history, people wanting to get rid of anything Western is evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a Christian, then you're bigoted. If you're heterosexual, then you're homophobic. If you're white, you've got, you know, white guilt. This anything Western, you have to make evil, which we applied to Columbus Day, rightly so. Well, you can do the same thing here with this. You can't say white lives matter. It matches
right.
perfect, goes along perfectly with the cultural Marxist push. If it's Western, it's evil. So if the majority of Western countries are white, then that whiteness is evil, because anything Western is evil. Now, I don't believe
right.
that, but people on the left believe that and they push it, and it's being pushed through Twitter to all 400 million of these users.
Right.
And with the Columbus thing. So it's everywhere in our society, this cultural Marxism, this anti-Westernism, which, by the way, I mean, we in America, we have what? We have the most Nobel Prize laureates. You know, we've got the greatest form of capitalism here, the most freedom. The rest of the world votes with their feet. We have an immigration problem. Look at the southern border. Everybody wants to come here. The world votes with their feet that America is the best country in the world. So while the left and the World Economic Forum, and there's this great reset to destroy Western society, anything that has to do with Westernism has to be destroyed. What are you going to replace it with?
Exactly.
And why are you? That's like
Barack Obama, the fundamental transformation of America. Fundamental transformation of what? You know, and of course we see it now, but then they were all plotting, you know, they thought it was so great, first black president, so cool, you know, we're so hip, and all this stuff, and look, it doesn't matter, if you make a bad choice, you're going to get the bad consequences, and this is what happened. And so, in a sense, Barack Obama was valuable in as much as that he demonstrated to everybody is exactly what Martin Luther King said, it's not about the color of the skin, it's the content of your character. Okay, the content of Barack Obama's character is not consistent with the American dream. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I wish it was different, but that's not what his policies. It's not what he says and does that aligns himself with the American dream to say, you know, like Martin Luther King, he didn't come to, you know, have a revolt and have it replaced. He said, look, I'm here to reform. And he paid with his life for the sake of reforming and trying to maintain peace in the midst of it all.
Yeah, but, and if Obama, you know, if Obama thinks, you know, I don't know his, I'm not a psychologist. I can't say he hates, you know, white people. He'll go around and saying, you know, whites are evil in all kinds of ways. But, you know, I don't know his psychology. So I don't know if he hates white people, but he kind of talks like he does and acts like he does.
Well, Michelle says things that are pretty revealing. I mean, it's kind of like a deal. It's like if you choose black, you know, you're the greatest country. You choose anything other than black, then I'm so depressed because our country has no meaning anymore because it didn't go along with her, you know, her expectation.
But even if the ideology that the Obamas espouse is a true ideology, even if it's true, they don't act like they believe it. Look where they live.
Well, of course.
They live in Martha's Vineyard. I mean, what's the percentage of white to minority there? I mean, it's got to be like 80 to 20, you know, or 90 to 10% majority white. Why do they choose to live there among all of these whites?
Well, they were raised that way. They were raised that way. That's why in the book, you know, it talks about, and this is a quote from Michelle Obama herself, is that they called her an Oreo when she was growing up because, you know, she was black on the outside, white on the inside. And when you look at her life in that, it was very, you know, pro-Anglo. But then, you know, she plays the role as the victim black person. And, you know, and I get part of that, John. I got to tell you, you know, for me personally, you know, I'm a light-complected Hispanic, all right? My command of the Spanish language, no bueno, okay? I mean, I have much room for improvement, okay? And so what happens for people like me, and there's probably about 40% of Hispanics who know very little Spanish, maybe understand, speak a little bit like myself, but we're not, you know, we were raised in America. We had parents. My dad, he was a World War II vet. He wanted us to assimilate. And for nine of the kids, I think maybe only two, maybe three, are fairly fluent in Spanish. And I got to tell you that's a regret for me. But I can certainly identify with Michelle Obama in a sense, but I'm not about to, you know, use it and turn myself into a victim. But that's her choice, just like I made my choice. So that's what it is.
I like how Morgan Freeman talks about race. He says, stop talking about it.
Yeah.
It's like, just stop talking about race. I mean, just people by the content of their character, full stop.
Right, exactly. Because you know what? We all are a color, right, John?
Right.
We are our color. Yes.
We are
John Fleetwood, he's the managing editor for American Faith. God bless
driving,
you, John.
But you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three Latino Los Angeles City Council members and an influential labor leader are facing calls to resign following a leaked recording of a conversation featuring racist remarks. Russia carried out more strikes on several Ukrainian cities, including the capital, in the most intense aerial attack since the start of the invasion, after President Vladimir Putin accused Ukraine of a terrorist attack on a critical bridge connecting Russia to the occupied Crimean Peninsula. Chinese cities were imposing fresh lockdowns and travel restrictions after the number of new daily COVID-19 cases tripled during a week-long holiday. This is just ahead of a major Communist Party meeting in Beijing next week. The latest lockdown started Monday in Fengyang City. Thanks for listening on this Columbus Day. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You see, it's not just us that is supporting what Kanye West or Ye. I want to respect his new name being identified. I love it. I love that he's changed his name to Ye. So anyway, so we're not the only ones. Sharon Osbourne is supporting Kanye West, is reported in an interview she did with a TMZ reporter. And she says, look at, you know, BLM, Black Lives Matter, is an organization she now considers a scam. And she wants her money back. I think that's cool. You know, so it's going to be interesting with all this that's happening. And as we were talking about earlier with John, where you got NFL football helmets with BLM, you know, on the back of their helmets, you know, if that means that they're going to put a, you know, a different label on the helmets now as a result of this scam being fully exposed. But it just goes to show you how long it's taken them to kind of catch up with everything. We're going to be joining with my good friend, Jeff Cruer. Jeff, of course, the Cajun Crusher, Louisiana's favorite son. His award-winning program, Ringside Politics, airs nationally on Real America's Voice Network at americasvoice.news. And we're just waiting right now for him to connect and for our show to come together. Here he is right now. You can hear him now.
Ringside Politics. So let's connect with Bill's show right now. And,
hey, the switch is on.
He's here on WGSO.
I love it when they flip the switch like that, Jeff. We just make it, and it's seamless. And as we come together, we were just talking about, you know, what Ye, you know, the artist formerly known as Kanye West, who's officially changed his name, and what he's doing and rattling the wokistas with White Lives Matter. And I wonder how long the BLM, you know, symbol, or at least the little placard on the back of NFL football helmets, you know, how much longer that's going to withstand.
you know, what a fraud they turned out to be. And we were talking earlier this morning, Bill, about the founder of BLM, you know, spending mega money redoing her house and her landscaping and adding pools to her yard. And, you know, these are people that cashed in big time. And, you know, the only people that weren't helped were, you know, struggling African-Americans around the country. It just seemed like the founders cashed in, and all these corporations that gave this big money. Maybe you need to look at asking for their money back, Bill.
Right. Well, that's what Sharon Osbourne is saying. I want my money back, you know, because I bought into the scam and everything. And you're exactly right. This has been a shakedown. I mean, this is nothing different than what Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton have been doing over the years with corporate America. They go in, they shake them down for millions, saying, look, you know, if you want the, you know, the Black American Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval on your business, then, you know, it's going to cost you about $3-4 million, you know, we'll take care of it, and we'll give you our endorsement. That way you can say that you've, you know, up until recently, before, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion really came into play, because the government says, well, enough of the Sharptons and Jacksons shaking down people, man. If anybody's going to shake anybody down, it's going to be, you know, the Democratic Party. We're going to shake them down, and, you know, we'll get our money out of them. But, you know, so, but again, no surprise, Jeff, on this, to your point. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that is, this is what Marxists do. Marxists take care of themselves at the expense of everyday people. So everyday people participated in this scam. You know, Colors is out there with all her multiple real estate holdings, millions of dollars worth of real estate that were paid for with nonprofit funds that even their accountant, you know, he must be a former government official, because, you know, of course, our government, they can't add. There's just something, you know, whether old math, new math, Jeff, they can't figure out the formula that 1 + 1 = 2.
You know, it's such a shame that this goes on continually. And as you pointed out, it's been going on since the days of Jackson and Sharpton. And, you know, it's just another shakedown and another just example of money being wasted, going to the pockets of the elite, not helping the poor people throughout our country that need the help. They're just giving them all this talk and inciting more violence. And all this happened, of course, in the aftermath of what happened to George Floyd. Police officers were run out. Police departments, they threatened to defund them. What do we have today, Bill? We have too many criminals roaming the streets. We have too few police officers. We have all this money that was given to Black Lives Matter. Neighborhoods are still have not recovered from all the destruction of the summer 2020. And we have
some
on the massive increase throughout the country in all these woke cities like New Orleans, like Minneapolis, like New York, like San Francisco. And people are leaving these cities. They're leaving these cities that are run by Democrats.
Yeah, you're exactly right, 100%, Jeff Carrere. And the thing is that is amazing. I mean, let's talk about the war on poverty. Do you realize we spent about, 25, maybe close to $30 trillion since 1964 in the war on poverty? And look at the results, Jeff. You know, and I was talking with Bob Woodson about this. I said, Bob, $30 trillion, why haven't we been able to move the needle? He goes, well, Bill, you got to understand. He goes, 70% of that money has gone to administrate the fund. So here it is. The elites are taking care of themselves, and the poor people that we have poured this money, this taxpayer money, probably close to $30 billion by now, and they get bupkis. But, you know, the ruling elites, and the fact is, you know, and he admitted, he says,
it actually has made things worse. Because, you know, prior to the war on poverty, you know, roughly had about 75% of African-American families that were intact with a mother or father in the household. You know, fast forward all these years, all these trillions of dollars being spent, you have just the opposite numbers. Only about a quarter of African-American families have, you know, mother or father in the household. And that has led to an increase in crime. That has led to all kind of problems in our urban areas. So they really have destroyed the Black family through all of this.
They really have.
Supposed help on the war on poverty. It's actually hurt more than it's helped, in my view, Bill.
No, without a doubt. What's common sense, Jeff? You know, people need to feel productive. And when they feel like it's just given to them, they get government cheese and everything, their ambitions are thwarted, they're mediocratized. And then, of course, you add on top of that, as you say, the fatherlessness, the pandemic, of fatherlessness, especially in black communities. I mean, that is a formula for absolute destruction, exactly what's going on in these poor areas of our city. It's no wonder whatsoever. And the people you got to thank, I got to tell you, it's the Democrats. The Democrats have done this time and time again. They're killing America in more ways than one, Jeff, to your point.
And now it's made worse. I mean, it's already bad enough by what they've done with all of these government programs and attacking the black family. But then in the past few years, going after a police department and demonizing police officers. So now to make things worse, we don't have enough police that are taking care of these cities and trying to provide safety. So crime is literally exploding throughout the country. And it's just, an absolute disaster. So all these things happening at once, I think, are results of these Democrat policies and these Democrat politicians and these activists and these groups, like we started talking about Black Lives Matter. So I'm hoping the American people are going to see what's happening and say, hey, we cannot continue to elect these Democrat politicians because it leads to disaster.
Exactly. And Jeff, when they were talking about defunding police, who were the first people to yell and scream like, no, don't do that? And the mainstream media, government officials ignored them. And that was these communities, these poor communities that knew that they were going to be rifled, you know, with the breakdown in police enforcement, that it was going to be worse than ever. I mean, already they couldn't even go to their local, you know, community parks and take their kids for a walk in the neighborhood because it's so dangerous. And if they did, then they had to do it, you know, during daylight. But at night, it was like, okay, we're going to sit here in the house, but you're going to lay low. You can't even sit at the kitchen table because you don't know if some errant bullet's going to come through the window. Like, you know, what happened to Lee Zeldin, right?
Yeah, the violent crime is up, and all the destruction that occurred in the summer 2020. A lot of these buildings haven't been replaced. The blight is still there. The disaster is still visible in these cities like Minneapolis. So we are in a real situation where I think more and more people are going to be, if they have the means, Bill, leaving these urban areas for a lot of reasons, economic but safety reasons as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, there's no reason, there's no wonder why people, you know, are leaving these institutions that have failed them. And sadly, even their neighborhoods left defenseless the way they have been left defenseless because of these Democratic policies. And all I can say is that if you continue to elect Democrats into office to control your world, you're just going to get more of the same. Jeff Guerrero, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy.
You are robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Columbus Day to you. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Adam Holtz from FocusOnTheFamilyPluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, Columbus Day, we were talking to, you know, John Fleetwood from American Faith earlier. You know, what are those holidays people are confused about? You know, it's just that they go to the bank and, oh, that's right, it is kind of a holiday. What holiday? I mean, they've really, you know, this is the cancel culture is really kind of nullified. You know, poor old Columbus Day. We just don't know what to do.
No, I mean, it's just this overall shift in worldview where everything that has to do with Western history is now, you know, deemed politically incorrect. But I guess they haven't managed to pry it out of the banker's hands just yet, huh?
I guess. Well, you know, and the thing that's amazing about this, like you said, the attack on American history, like you had a better idea. Like, let's go back and look at the last 246 years of your history. What did right. you do? You know, what did the right. Marxists do in the last 246 years besides kill millions of people and devastate countries?
Right.
You know, but that's right. let's bring that to America because, you know, that's so much better than having a free America where you can, you know, have the freedom to choose who you worship, how you worship, right? But that's such a bad thing, right?
Yeah, and democracy... I don't think the Founding Fathers had any illusions about the fact that they were, you know, really launching an experiment in self-governance that was probably going to be messy. And it has been messy. Not everything in American history is all, you know, is all perfect. But again, I think to your point, we could probably take just about any 200-year slice of history as far back as you want to go and find plenty of oppression, plenty of corruption, plenty of wickedness perpetrated by, you know, probably just about any government you felt like picking on, right?
Right, exactly.
So, you know, if we want to make some sort of a relative observation here, relatively speaking, I would say America is still at the top of the list, and it's not because, you know, I'm a radical patriot that I say that. I say that pretty objectively. It's worked. The Founding Fathers' vision worked, but it worked because we had a shared value system. It worked because we had a shared philosophical foundation of, you know, of God's place in things. And I know that not all the founding fathers were Christians, but even those who weren't were deists, and they understood the importance of religious faith. So,
but you got to go back. You got to go back before then. And I mean, this is the thing that, you know, I've grown to appreciate, is that you forget where, you know, where the covenant began. The covenant between God and this American idea started with John Winthrop and the Pilgrims initially. Their heart to pursue a place where they could worship God. And, you know, after 12 years of prayer and fasting, God leads them to come to America, brings them here, answers their prayer, and in much the same way as he did with Israel, said, look, I'll bless those that bless you. I will curse those that curse you. You follow my laws. You do what this is a covenant relationship. If you do this, I will do this. Good or bad, you know, but if you want the good, do the good, I'll give you the good, right? So that, and that all follows, and the founding, and then you take it to the next step where, you know, where you do have Madison and you do have Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and these thought leaders of the time coming together. And I believe led by the Holy Spirit gave us this Constitution and this great opportunity, this great experiment that, yes, it was going to be messy and still messy because guess what? We're humanoids. We're not perfect. And because we're not perfect, you know, God says, look, if you lean on me, lean instead of your own understanding, but come to me, I'll get you through. And when we've done that, God has been faithful to his promise and gets us through. Now, in the most recent decades, we've turned our back on God. We've got absolute madness at every turn. And God is sitting up there kind of tapping his toe going, okay, you know, have you had enough of yourself? Do you really think you can still manage to do your own thing? And and this is the, you know, this is what's being perpetrated out there, is this idea that we're the captain of our own ship. Well, your ships are grounded. They're running into, you know, stone rocks and in shallow waters. You have lost your compass. You're a mess. Okay, if you want to get back on track, then you better turn, you better repent, and get back into alignment with what God had started and what he blessed originally for this country of ours. To me, it's that basic, isn't it?
It is that basic, and I think that it's true both on a national level, but it's true on an individual level, too.
Even absolutely.
As I relate to people who are not, excuse me, coming from a Christian point of view or Christians that have, for whatever reason, sort of begun to rethink things, I think a question worth asking is, how is it going being the captain of your own ship, to use your language?
Right.
How's it going being the king of your own life or the queen? And I think in college, I had a couple pretty crazy years where, you know, I don't want to overstate it, but I tasted enough of what the world had to offer, and I woke up one day and I thought, this is all empty. It was sort of a Solomon ecclesiastical kind of moment where you're like, this is just meaningless. I don't want to live this way. And when I live for myself, I end up feeling empty. And I think that all of us have an opportunity to examine our choices and to say, how's it going? What am I living for? You know, what is my life? What does it mean, and how is it impacting other people? And is living for myself, how's that working for you, you know?
Exactly. Well, here we are. We don't even know what bathroom to go into. We don't know who to compete with. We have grown up, you know, a Supreme Court judge, a woman who doesn't know what a woman is, or refuses to declare what a woman is. I mean, this is America today. See, this is what happens when you abandon God, who very simply said, in the beginning.
You and I have talked about many times, it absolutely echoes the time of the judges, where Scripture says every man and every woman did what was right in his or her own eyes. And you cannot have that, you know, the experiment in self-government that the Founding Fathers created, built on the Pilgrims' vision, as you said, it's unsustainable if everybody's doing what they want. And in fact, that is not freedom. That's anarchy. And I know that
right.
There's kind of a love affair with anarchy, you know, reject the man, stick it to the man. But what happens when everybody does that simultaneously? Is that really what you want? And into that vacuum always comes power. I mean, we saw that with the little experiment in Seattle a couple of years ago, you know, mm-hmm. this free zone. Well, it's not free at all. It's the guys who are the strongest with the guns very quickly assume the roles of leadership and responsibility. Because
right.
you're going wherever you've got a vacuum like that, power is going to fill it. And so
yeah.
the whole anarchy movement is pretty ridiculous if you think about it for more than about 3 seconds.
Exactly. Well, and this is why we love America. And then
exactly.
and why some of us, like you just so clearly stated, Adam, you know, our hearts are breaking and we're concerned what kind of America we're turning over to our kids. It's going to, you know, the loss of freedom. I mean, you know, the good news is, though, out of it all, is we've been there. We've been there.
Right.
We've done it. We've paid the price, taxes included. And we've done all that. So it's not like we're where our founding fathers were before it began, when they started with a blank sheet of paper and said, OK, what kind of government? We've got 246 years of experience, and we need to have leaders who are godly leaders. OK, and I'm not for this. Hey, let's make a nice, fuzzy little world and just bring everybody together. And we're just going to have this. Look at it. If we can't agree that God is the leader of us, then heaven help us. You know, we ask God to bless us, and as Ronald Reagan said, the nation that finds itself no longer under God is a nation gone under. Okay? Mm. This is principle one of the American dream and vision, is that we must understand and submit ourselves that we are a nation under God. And anybody that wants to come here and participate in this great experiment must to subordinate their loyalties to understand that in this country, you have got to, as far as our house is concerned, and it's our house and our country, that we, you know, we will obey the Lord. And this is what people must understand when they come here. And then if you will do that, and you're not tied to the cartels, and you're not subordinating your loyalties to somebody else, guess what? Hey, be part of the American dream and add to it. Make it better. You're welcome. Bienvenidos, you know? But this idea that you're going to come here and kill our people and upend all that we've invested, 246 years of legacy and people's lives, over a million people have died for liberty for this country. And I don't see us letting that go, you know, so easily, because you're going to have a fight on your hands. And the thing is that we have the Lord of Heaven's armies on our side here, Adam.
Amen. And that is the good news right there.
Well, and to me, it's, you know, again, it's first principles. We've got to come back to first principles. God says, look at, you obey me. Man, we've got a good thing going. You disobey me. Yep. Look, there's enough history in knowing that what happens when you, just like you said, hey, you do it God's way, it goes well with you. You don't do it God's way, not so bueno, right?
Not so bueno.
Adam Holtz, you're awesome, buddy. Take care. God bless.
You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.